T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the live line by Captain Ronaldo from the Buffalo Police Department. Sir, thank you so much for being patient. Appreciate that.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, so today we had a situation this afternoon about an hour ago with the Buffalo Police Department, which appears to be, first of all, situation is 100% in control right now. There's nothing to be alarmed with civilians in the area.
Correct. The situation has come to a conclusion.
It appears that a 34-year-old white male had a shotgun, was in a home it appeared to be a hostage situation. Can you confirm that there were shots fired inside the home?
Yes. So our officers responded to a 911 call for a suicidal male at approximately 2:30 p.m. at an address at 660 McKinley Parkway. When officers arrived, they could hear a commotion inside the house. They heard two shots fired. At that time, they requested the assistance of our SWAT and crisis management team. And while those units were en route, the subject and a female did exit the side door of the house. The female and the subject appeared to be struggling over the shotgun that he was carrying. And at one point during the struggle, the suspect's gun appeared to have went off. At that point, our officers had no choice but to attempt to stopped the threat from the suspect, and he was shot. Our ambulance crew was immediately on scene. He was taken to ECMC, where he's currently in surgery.
Yeah, it sounds like absolutely no choice. The officers on the scene, they have we hear all these Monday morning quarterbacks of what the officer should do in a situation like that. That escalated very quickly. They made a decision. As far as this investigation goes, that round that was fired, whether it was fired in the direction of the officer, into the ground, into the air, people could have been injured. Things changed dramatically when that shotgun went off outside.
Well, absolutely. You had a female who was attempting, it appears at this point, to try and disarm the suspect. She was not successful, and as the gun was being wrestled, it was definitely pointed at the officers. We know from witnesses that our officers repeatedly kept screaming at the suspect to drop the gun. He refused those requests, and again, our officer had no other option at that point other than to try and stop this threat. He was clearly armed with a lethal weapon, and there was really no other option at that point for the officer. We've contacted the Erie County DA's office. We have our internal investigation started already, as well as our homicide squad. But again, I think the officers did an excellent job seeing to it that nobody else got hurt in the situation.
So speaking to Captain Ronaldo from the Buffalo Police Department, talking about the situation that occurred in Como, is the area still with police presence? Are people in the community able to travel, or is there still an investigation going on in that area?
Yeah, the area, McKinley Parkway, is definitely closed down to traffic as is part of Como, so I would ask people to avoid the area at all possible. I anticipate that our crime scene unit and officers will be there for quite some time, still processing the scene. We obviously have a scene not only outside the house, but as well as inside. So it will be probably into the later evening before that area is opened back up.
And can we hear if there's any of the officers were injured at all? It appears that they're safe?
Yeah, correct. We don't have any officers injured. We have one officer that is going to ECMC just to get checked out. But thankfully, none of the officers or bystanders were hurt. And, again, just it's one of those calls that nobody wants to have to answer. But when they come out and you have a suspect armed with a shotgun firing rounds, there's very little options left at that point.
Could you comment, Captain Ronaldo, on the injuries of the officer? What was that involved in the scuffle, or was there debris? Or
It's just being evaluated. It's kind of our standard operating procedure anytime officers involve a critical incident, not only for physical as well as, their emotional well-being. We have them tended to, and just standard operating procedure for us.
And as far as this suspect, he's in surgery right now. Is he out of surgery or?
He's still in surgery, is my understanding. He was rushed from the scene, but with a police escort to ECMC, and he was brought in and immediately brought into surgery.
All right, Captain Ronaldo, thank you so much. Is there anything we haven't covered?
No, I think that's it for now. If we have any other further information we can release, we will at a later time.
Thank you so much for your time, sir. Captain Ronaldo, the Buffalo Police Department. It's a tough job, and every time you respond to a call, you have no idea what is going to happen. And I'll tell you, hats off.
Thank you very much.
All right. Appreciate that. Buffalo Police Department, Captain Ronaldo, giving us an update.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.